Hi, dictation for Marwa Daud, MARWAHDAWOOD. Marwa Daud is here for follow-up visit. Her date of birth is 6/26/1985, date of accident 9/1/2021, date of service is 2/22/2022. The patient presents herself with the following issues. She is a, first of all, a victim of an automobile accident that occurred on 9/1/2021. She was hit from passenger side in a T-bone fashion and she was the resident driver, leading to loss of consciousness, headache, along with this pain in the neck and lower back, with radiation to the right arm and left leg, pain in the left knee and the right shoulder, as well as severe headaches and occasional symptoms of TBI. The patient reports that she is suffering from dizziness, vertigo, and loss of memory as the one of the main symptoms. Headaches have been ongoing. The pain overall is between 7 and 8. The lower back pain is around 9, while the rest of the pains from neck, shoulder, and arm pain and knee pain are around 7. The patient just had an MRI of the brain with neurocont, and the report will be discussed with the patient. The patient reports 70% improvement with the conservative treatment, including physical therapy, medications, and she has been vehemently opposed to any surgical consultation or any injection treatment. The patient reports that her ADLs are affected as follows: the mood and the relationship with other people and enjoyment of life are affected, 7. General activity, walking ability, work, and sleep are affected, 6. In the neurology and in the system review in neurology and psych, patient reports ongoing headache, which are mostly frontal, but they are only 2 or 3 times a day, and they are 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, associated with dizziness, especially when she wakes up, and vertigo, and also she complains of loss of memory and generalized weakness and difficulty sleeping. However, there is no vision disturbances, no loss of balance, no lack of focus, and no other major issues. She denies any anxiety, depression, panic, PTSD. In the pain and numbness, patient suffers from pain in the shoulder, on the right side, right, with the difficulty in abducting the arm beyond 110 degrees. As well as pain in the neck and the lower back and stiffness in the shoulder, neck, and lower back. She also has mild pain in the right hip, mild pain in the left hip and left knee. No difficulty walking is reported. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel or stomach pain are reported. No difficulty swelling is reported or blood in the stool. In the GU, patient reports no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient reports no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, or shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that her pain has actually improved 70%. However, there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, and no other trauma are reported. Current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine. No substance abuse is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 141/90, pulse is 52. Pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is identical to previous visit of 120-2022, dictation number 0127-005, along with diagnosis code. The plan of care is as follows. I reviewed the MRI for the brain, and it is found positive for neurocont study. Generalized brain has an atrophy and lower volumes as expected. It appears the patient has suffered from TBI and a concussion of the headache. And hence, the patient is being referred to a neuropsych for further evaluation physiologically as well as further therapy. 5 neuropsych people information has been given to the patient's husband, and they will be able to go wherever they want. And in addition, patient is advised to visit a neurologist in case the headaches are more worse, especially associated with nausea and vomiting. The patient doesn't have such a severe headache. However, they are getting better with research and other medications. The patient was provided a prescription for for Furoset, 50 tablets, gabapentin 600 milligram twice a day, 60 tablets, as well as Tylenol with codeine 30 tablets for pain relief. Neuropsych evaluation was sent, and physical therapy we continued 2 times per week, focusing on the neck and the lower back as well as the shoulder. The patient remains off work and off housework as well as transportation help. In the previous visit, patient was also provided naproxen, Elavil, Scalexin, and Lidocaine gel. That will continue as before. We hope that the patient will get better. She has been advised about her MRI for the lumbar spine and cervical spine. With all the findings, all the options have been discussed. The patient was advised that if she doesn't see complete relief, we are standing by to provide her LESI and CESI procedures for lumbar and cervical region respectively to bring her relief. There is a herniated disc at C3-4, C5-6, and patient was advised to have a disc replacement surgery, and a consultation was offered, but patient declined with Dr. Prebill. At this time, we'll follow with the patient's choice. She wants to continue the conservative treatment as she has been doing before, and she wants to wait for 2 more months before coming back for any injection treatment or even a surgical consultation whatsoever. Thank you.